Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Seeing the Big Picture, Business Acumen to Build Your Credibility, Career, and Company by Kevin Cope, is a practical guide to understanding how organizations truly work and how individual decisions ripple through results. Rather than focusing on one function like finance or marketing, it frames business acumen as an integrated skill, the ability to connect strategy, customers, operations, people, and money into a coherent picture. Cope is known for translating complex business concepts into plain language and actionable habits, helping readers move from task execution to value creation. The book emphasizes credibility. When you can explain what drives performance and speak to trade-offs, leaders listen and opportunities expand. It also addresses career growth, showing how business-aware professionals communicate differently, prioritize better, and influence without authority. Whether you are early in your career or stepping into leadership, the book aims to strengthen your judgment, sharpen your questions, and help you contribute with clarity in meetings, projects, and cross-functional work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, business acumen as a whole system, not a set of buzzwords. A central idea is that business acumen is the ability to see the organization as a system of connected parts. Instead of mastering isolated tools, readers are encouraged to connect purpose, customers, value delivery, and financial outcomes. This system's view helps explain why a good local decision can still harm the company if it creates downstream costs, damages customer trust, or consumes scarce capacity. The book promotes looking for cause and effect, how pricing affects demand, how service levels affect retention, how cycle time affects cash, and how talent decisions affect execution. By learning to map these relationships, professionals can spot unintended consequences early and propose solutions that work across functions. The emphasis is also on shared language. When teams describe work in terms of drivers, constraints, and trade-offs, collaboration improves because people are debating the same reality rather than defending departmental preferences. This topic positions business acumen as a repeatable way of thinking. Define what matters, identify the few drivers that move results, measure them, and adjust decisions accordingly. The outcome is better judgment and more credible contributions in discussions about priorities, investments, and performance. Secondly, how the business makes money, the logic behind revenue, cost, and profit. The book highlights the importance of understanding the basic economic engine of a company. Readers are guided to think beyond simple profit equals revenue minus cost and focus on what actually drives each component. Revenue depends on who the customer is, what problem is solved, how the offering is priced, and how the company reaches and retains buyers. Costs depend on the operating model, capacity choices, supplier arrangements, quality levels, and the complexity of products and processes. The practical value comes from learning to link everyday work to these drivers. A process improvement is not just efficiency, it can be a margin lever if it reduces rework or frees capacity for more sales. A product feature is not just innovation, it is also a cost commitment and a support burden that may affect lifetime profitability. This topic also reinforces the need to ask business questions in plain terms. What must be true for this initiative to pay off? Where will the money come from, and what will it displace? By framing work in terms leaders track, readers can justify priorities, anticipate objections, and make smarter trade-offs between growth, cost control, and long-term health. Thirdly, metrics that matter, turning numbers into decisions and credibility. Another major theme is learning to use metrics as a decision tool rather than a reporting ritual. The book encourages readers to identify leading indicators that predict results, not just lagging indicators that describe what already happened. For example, customer retention drivers, cycle time, defect rates, conversion rates, utilization, and cash flow dynamics often signal future performance before the income statement does. This topic also covers the discipline of choosing a small set of measures aligned to strategy, then managing against them with regular review and adjustment. When professionals understand what metrics executives rely on and how those numbers are constructed, they can communicate in a way that builds trust. They can also avoid common mistakes, like optimizing a single metric that creates hidden costs elsewhere or confusing activity with impact. The broader point is that credibility grows when you can explain what a number means, what is driving it, and what action will improve it. Metrics become a shared language for cross-functional alignment, helping teams diagnose problems, test assumptions, and prioritize initiatives based on evidence rather than opinion. Fourthly, strategic thinking in daily work. Aligning projects with value creation, the book connects business acumen to strategy by showing how everyday tasks can support or dilute strategic goals. Readers are encouraged to clarify the company's direction, then translate it into practical choices, which customers to prioritize, what capabilities to invest in, and what work to stop doing. This topic emphasizes that strategy is not just a leadership document, it is a pattern of decisions visible in budgets, staffing, product roadmaps, and operating priorities. With a big picture view, professionals can evaluate requests and initiatives through a strategic lens. Does this improve differentiation, reduce risk, increase speed, strengthen customer loyalty, or build an advantage competitors cannot easily copy? The book also underscores trade-offs. Since time and resources are limited, saying yes to one initiative means saying no to another, and business-aware employees surface those trade-offs early. The result is better project selection and better execution because teams understand why the work matters. This alignment reduces wasted effort, improves stakeholder buy-in, and helps individuals build reputations as people who deliver outcomes, not just output. Lastly, career leverage, communicating like a business person and influencing decisions, a recurring promise of business acumen is personal career impact, and the book frames this as the ability to contribute at a higher level. This topic focuses on how readers can shift their communication from functional detail to business relevance. Instead of describing tasks completed, they learn to explain outcomes achieved, risks reduced, and value created for customers or the organization. The emphasis is on asking sharper questions, anticipating what leaders care about, and presenting recommendations with clear rationale and implications. Readers are also encouraged to build credibility by understanding stakeholder perspectives. Finance focuses on returns and cash, operations on capacity and reliability, sales on pipeline and customers, and leadership on strategic priorities and risk. When you can speak to these concerns, you can influence without authority and become a trusted partner across functions. The book positions this as a compounding advantage. Improved business language leads to more responsibility, which provides more exposure to decision-making, which further strengthens judgment. Ultimately, the career benefit is becoming someone who can connect the dots, make trade-offs explicit, and help teams choose actions that improve results. In conclusion, this book fits professionals who want to move from doing good work to being recognized for driving business results. It is especially useful for individual contributors aiming for promotion, managers leading cross-functional initiatives, and technical or specialist roles that need to translate expertise into organizational value. Readers benefit because business acumen improves judgment. You learn to connect customer needs, operational reality, and financial outcomes so your decisions are less reactive and more strategic. It can also make work less frustrating, since you can see why priorities shift, why budgets matter, and how trade-offs are made. The book is worth buying compared to similar titles because it emphasizes a practical big-picture framework that links everyday actions to performance, rather than treating business as a set of disconnected concepts. It helps you build credibility through clear thinking and clear communication, which often matters as much as technical skill for career growth. If you want to contribute more effectively in meetings, justify initiatives with stronger logic, and understand what leaders listen for, this book offers an accessible path to thinking and speaking like a business person. If you would like to support Kevin Cope, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.